If you think Mars would be a cool place to visit, you are right. Its average temperature is negative 80 degrees Fahrenheit. And just like in the movie The Martian, NASA's trying to see if it can grow potatoes in Mars-like soil. It's also spending about $1 billion a year to develop a spacecraft that could one day take people to the red planet. We took a seat inside.
Space has never been more accessible. There is a growing appetite for space tourism. And private programs like this one at the National Aerospace Training and Research Center can get pretty much anyone with money and good health ready for a ride to space.
Oh, I'm ready.
But that's just a quick trip up and down to what's called suborbital space.
Welcome home, astronauts.
If we want to get to deep space...
3, 2, 1, we have liftoff.
That's a whole other challenge. A human hasn't been there in over 40 years. But NASA's looking to change that.
It'll stand taller than the Statue of Liberty, longer than a football field.
It'll be the most powerful rocket ever built, capable of going into deep space or anywhere else you want to go.
They're talking about Space Launch System, or SLS, NASA's new heavy-lift rocket.
The dawn of Orion and a new era of American space exploration.
Together with the spacecraft Orion, which will go on top of the rocket, humans could explore our solar system deeper than ever before.
There's only two of us right now in here, and you're saying the thing could fit up to six.
And we got an inside look at what that new spacecraft looks like.
Could we even survive 21 days with the two of us?
It'd be wild, yeah.
Orion will take up to 6 astronauts into deep space for 21 days.
Is there any way we can get inside these chairs here, you think?
Yes.
How is Orion outfitted to get us to deep space?
State-of-the-art heat shield to protect the crew on entry, parachute systems, a very lightweight system, so Orion is, you know, over 40% composites, which means it's light. One of the things special about Orion is the size, so 4 people in 21 days gives you a lot of capability, whether it's exploring an asteroid or on the surface of a planet.
And why 21 days?
Well, 21 days gets you really into these high orbits around the moon, which allows you to either do missions at the moon or do transfers onto asteroids or onto Mars. So it's about the right duration.
For a journey to Mars, the crew would have to transfer from Orion to a larger habitat.
If you're going to go to Mars, which is somewhere up to a year and a half to 3-year mission, you need more volume. You need bigger head module, more food.
Orion still doesn't have an exact destination. But whether it's the moon or Mars, it's going to take a powerful rocket to get it out there. NASA has already spent approximately $7.3 billion on the SLS program. And each rocket will only be good for one mission. A later model of the rocket will be even more powerful and could take us to Mars.
Space Launch System is our path to Mars.
Is it our only path?
Right now, it's our only path.
NASA is testing the engines, and they've already sent Orion on a flight test. The first manned Orion SLS mission is set for 2021.